Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, guys. How are you? And welcome to the show this afternoon. Melissa's sick today, so she's had the flu. She's got four little girls, all under the age of 18. And I think the one youngest is six, or five or six, and the oldest is 16. So they all went with a round of flu, and it's spring break, bless their hearts. We're just going to keep her in our thoughts and prayers and great energy. So I'm super excited. I just got back from running myself, and I always like running, getting into the zone, right? So I said today, I said, how do you get in the zone? How do you really start to enjoy it, right? Because, you know, your body and your mind got to work together on this one. And so just so you know that. So anyway, how do you put yourself in that mindset to command your body to do certain things? You know what I mean? And that's one thing that I always think of. So how did I get my mind to start running and really enjoying running? You know what? I always tell my body, because it's so easy sometimes to be lazy, right? I could just say, hey, hey, let me be the best I can be. I am the best I can be. And when I was running today, I was like doing my I ams in my head. I am abundant in every area of my life. I am, I am young. I am able to run fast. And so I did some sprints. I did, I ran about almost 3 miles. And the last 3/4 of a mile, I did a lot of sprints. So I would run for 30 seconds and rest for 30. Run for 30, rest for 30. So it was good. And I was able to get really clear on a couple things and some actions that I needed to take for myself and in my life, right? And so that's what I'm going to share with you. How do you run better, faster? How do you do anything better and faster? Well, it's a body, like we just said. But if you think something different, please let me know what you think and what works for you, because that's important. But it's a body and a mind connection. And the mind always can tell the body what to do, right? And I'll give you an example of this. I was talking to a kid yesterday. His mother hired me to work with him. And he's super smart in math and just a good kid, great athlete and everything. Just graduated from college, high school, sorry. And, he was on ADHD for years. And he came off of it when he got to junior high, I think, or his last year of junior high, first year of high school. And I said, how did you do that? He said, he goes, I just always felt out of place, out of sorts. And he said, I said, I'm going to get off of this, because he felt like his mind was running faster than his body. And so now, he's, as I said, he goes to the gym, he's an athlete, and he's in school. But the guy is really, really good at making money, right? So he's doing some day trading, and he said, I want to be a millionaire in the next 10 years. I was like, okay. And he says, I'm commanding my mind to do that and to put myself in that condition to get there. And we were talking about it yesterday, and this is something that I've learned. He said, you know what? You've got to work your body. You just do. And he said, you got to work your mind. And he said, he's a 19-year-old kid, okay, going to be 20. He said, I'm reading Think and Grow Rich. And I was like, really? He goes, well, I'm listening to it. I said, well, hey, listen, if you listen to it or read it, it doesn't really matter. And he goes, I have a big desire to make a difference. And I said, that's cool. And then I said, he said, so I'm working my body, I'm working my mind, I'm going to be a millionaire by the time he said 10 years, so he's saying he's close to 20, which he is, so by the age of 30. And he said, I'm working out every day, I'm running, and he says, do you want to race? I was like, no, not today, but I will. One of the things I've learned is to get better at anything, you have to find someone who is better than you, okay? And I told him that. He goes, yeah, you ready to run? So he's a cute soul. but anyway, so let's go back to that. So desire is key here. So he's reading books, he's working his body, he's eating healthy, and he's working his mind, right? And he says he's going to be a millionaire day trading and whatever else in the financial world. So I was like, that's what I said. Does what you eat affect the way you think? He goes, yeah, it does. And some of us are saying, well, I'm not 19 or 20 anymore. I go, it doesn't matter. Man, your body is a piece of machinery that work is designed to work for a really long time, right, in most cases. And so you want to eat right. So, you know, when I get off the phone with you guys, I get off the podcast with you guys, it's actually a live show right now, then I am actually going to go and get something really healthy to eat, right, because my body really desires it. I'm going to drink a protein shake and put fruit and all that kind of cool stuff in it. But anyway, on that note, that's what I'm going to do. And on that, so, you know, and then I'm actually going to do some personal development today. I'm reading Grant Cardone, Be Obsessed or Be Average, which is giving me some great stuff with my own business. And, you know, and I'm drinking a protein shake, like I just said. It's Herbalife. I'm an Herbalife distributor. So I've been one for, I rejoined in June because it's been a staple in my life for a long time. So on that note, you know, you can just start like a little bit, start running 0.2 or 0.3 miles, right? It'll just take you a few minutes. You know how I started? I started running on a treadmill because I wanted to get extremely healthy and I was really sick. And, you know, and I said, there's got to be something better. So I realized too that when I get lazy, I just got to do it, you know, get stronger. So that's what I'm saying to you. And if you have faith, you can do anything. That's what I do know. And the other thing I know is that that you got to keep this body and be grateful for it. I saw that the other day on Wayne Dyer, I think. He says, just be grateful. And he died, right? But he said, be grateful for your body and what it can do. And Stuart Wilde's another one that says that too as well. He died too, but he lived a long time. And he says, just be grateful for what your body will do and can do. I was like, okay, love that. And Wayne Dyer said the same thing too as well. And Tony Robbins, you know, says be grateful. Be grateful for your body. Be grateful for your mind. You know what I mean? And every morning you don't have to tell your body to breathe. It does it on its own. You don't have to tell your mind. Well, we do. We have to tell our mind to start, you know, taking care of it too as well, feeding it good things. So that's what I'm going to do today. I hope you do the same. I want to share this with you. You know, I love talking on this podcast, right? And we have got a new person doing the podcast or doing a radio show. He's going to be doing it Thursday afternoon. And I'm super excited. He's the guy I just told you about. His name is Cole. And so I've been coaching him, but he is just an amazing soul. And I love to see a young adult really get it and start making steps, you know what I mean, to take care of the mind, body, spirit, to produce. And he wants to go to school, and he's good in math, so he's going to school. He's also learning to day trade and wants to do all these things. I think he's going to be a speaker with me. I got to double check his schedule with him on Thursday at 4. So you may want to listen in. I love coaching, right? So do I like speaking? I like coaching. So part of coaching is in speaking, you know, and I like helping, you know, what I call myself and what someone else called me. And I really believe this about me. I'm not a wizard at math, okay? There are other people that do that, but we all have something that we're here to do and be good at. So the one thing that I am really good at is coaching people, transformation coaching, helping them find their mind, you know, their purpose while they're here, helping them find their bliss, and I enjoy doing that. So what I'm going to say to you guys is that anybody can do that, okay, find their bliss. But they just got to have an open heart and an open mind. My father used to, and my mom used to tell me, Tree, always lead with your heart, okay? So, and you're like, well, what if you get hurt? And what if you never get hurt and you live behind a wall? So what do you want to do? What kind of bliss do you want to have? And you should listen to his story on Thursday. He's really discovering himself. And as I said, his main goal right now is to become a millionaire by the age of 30. So nothing wrong with that, right? And then we're putting a whole new program together with coaching. So if you want to hear about it, I'm going to do a show about it, I think, on Saturday. So listen in about how you can live your purpose, find your bliss, be the best version of yourself you can be. So I'm going to put that together for Saturday. I hope that appeals to you and hope you guys will listen in. And Liz will be back with me next week. So you guys have a wonderful now. Follow us on Facebook, Go Run for Fun Fitness. Remember, the mind and the body work together. The mind always can tell the body what to do. You know what I mean? And we can usually go one more step, right? I enjoyed spending today. It was fun. And, you know, the best part about it is I'm so grateful for my body because I have plantar fasciitis, which is a, when you step on your heel, it feels like you're stepping on a knife, for instance. And it really does. And I remember running or trying to run in January and because I'd had it for a few months. And I couldn't, I was like crying. It hurt so bad. And I was like, God, please help me. Mind, please tell my foot to get better. And angels help me, you know, God help me, all of them, right, who was ever on duty. And you know what? I started doing some things. And I will tell you this, turmeric really has helped me. And so I had always read about it in runners' magazines and stuff, and I'll take it here and there. But I had been taking it, massive amounts of it for me, nothing over the top. And it's made a huge difference. With my foot getting better. So, turmeric, love it, love it, love it. So, hope you guys, if you want to try it for your workout, it's also helped the shoulder of mine that I hurt when I was rock climbing. And so, you can do the same thing. Try that for you, and so it'll keep you a little bit more limber and flexible. I've also did a little bit of aerobics, yoga. So, I want to do more of that. It's great, isn't it? I did the hot yoga, not so much for me. I was laughing with a friend of mine. I said, that's like go to hell yoga. So darn hot in there. But some people like it. So whatever is good for you, they got yoga that's hot, they got yoga that's normal, and I just prefer the normal yoga. Anyway, we're running in the St. Patty's run in Fort Lauderdale. I'm super excited about that too as well. St. Patty's, I'm Irish. My grandmother's from Belfast. And my dad's side is from England. Imagine that, England and Germany. But I'm going to share this with you. They have a St. Patty's Day run, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So I think it's Fort Lauderdale on the beach, if I'm not mistaken, but anywhere registered for it, so we'll see. And, and you don't want to miss that. It's going to, as I keep saying, it's going to be a lot of fun, and it is. All right? So keep me posted on your, you know, what you guys are doing. Follow us on Facebook. And like our show, please like it. And let me know if you want to know something more or have, something like that, then please let me know. I've got a really special show about coaching. If you want to be a coach, if you want to inspire others, if you want to be a transformational coach, you got to listen to this show, okay? So I'll put more up about it, and I'll put it on our Facebook page. And you guys have a great now. Bye now.